It's Beer O'Clock, the hoppiest happy hour of the week, brought to you by the Horse Brass Pub, the heart of Beervana for more than 37 years. I'm Lisa Morrison, and I'm tending bar in our virtual pub. We meet here once a week at this time to talk beer on great radio stations around the Pacific Northwest. And you can also catch us live streamed at this time on KXL.com. Anywhere on the planet. Plus, we are open 24/7, which means you can join us for a pint any time of the day or night on our podcasts. Those are on iTunes and SoundCloud, and you can also get them on KXL.com. And there's also an app or two for that. You can join our virtual pub anytime, anywhere, via your smartphone. Well, the economics of beer. It's probably not something many of us think about when we attend a big, roaring beer festival like the Oregon Brewers Festival, the granddaddy of them all. But just how much money does that infuse into the local economy? One Eastern Oregon University professor has set out to find that answer for us for the past several years, and he's with us today to share his latest findings. Jeff Dentz, thanks for being with us today and sharing a virtual pint with us.
Thank you, beer goddess.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly was your study?
We surveyed 759 people to determine expenditure patterns, demographic information, and then I use a statistical package in plan to estimate the economic impact of the festival on the local economy.
Okay, so when you say the economic impact, you're talking about not just what happens at the festival, but everything related to that, too. That would be hotels, gas, restaurants, right? Everything?
Yes, we're looking at the impact over the whole community, not just the money spent at the festival itself.
Okay. And you guys have been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, this is the fourth iteration of the study. Art Lawrence of OBF has been very supportive. It's a great educational opportunity for my students.
Yeah, yeah. And your students actually are the ones that help you out with this, correct?
They sure do. It's really good for them to interface with people at beer festivals. They get to meet a lot of people from other parts of the country and all around the world.
Yeah, I bet you that's pretty cool. And what class is it exactly that that you get to do this in? Because I might actually sign up. That sounds like fun.
Well, I'm sure I can make room for you. This is a politics and beer class, and I also do a class with globalization and beer tied to the Portland International Beer Festival. And in December, I teach a beer and tourism class linked to the Holiday Ale Festival.
So I think you might just have the best job in the world.
Oh, it's one of the finalists, that's for sure.
Most definitely. So you have these students go out and survey people at the different beer festivals, and you come back, you crunch all these numbers. What did you find this year?
This year, the total economic impact estimated was $32.6 million, which is about 3.8% over the previous year. The biggest categories that were the beneficiary were the lodging industry at $8.8 million and the food industry at $6.9 million. Now, those are direct impacts. That's not the same as expenditures. For example, if somebody decides to go to Belmont Station and buy beer to take home, mm-hmm. we don't do the total sales. We only do the retail margin or profit margin as included within the impacts.
Okay. So what does that mean exactly in terms of like how that influences the economy?
Well, there's the direct impact, and that's basically money spent. And then there may be indirect impacts, and that an example of that might be the numerous hotels that house people. They might buy new linens or utilize linen supply companies. And induced impacts, those are the people that work maybe in the restaurants, and they make a little bit extra money because of OBF, and then they may go out to dinner or buy new clothes as far as that. So there's three categories, direct, indirect, and induced outputs that all together that give us this economic impact.
Wow, that seems like a lot to tackle. How do you get it all together so quickly?
It's a labor of love, to be real honest. And one of the things I've been able to do is I've developed a pretty nationally renowned expertise in this. And next spring, with the Craft Brewers Conference coming to Portland, I'll be doing a similar study for the Brewers Association.
That sounds pretty darn amazing. We'll have to get you back for that one as well. Now, you also, while you're doing this, though, you're kind of getting some demographic information from the attendees and everything, too, correct?
Yes. One of the major findings, Lisa, is the majority of people at the Oregon Brewers Festival are from out of town.
Wow.
About a third of people are from states other than Oregon. About 8% are international visitors. But for me, the biggest demographic finding we had was that women account for nearly half of attendees, 44.8%. Women are the future of the craft beer industry.
This is absolutely true. And I've got to tell you, after having attended the OBF for so many years and felt like I was one of about like three women, that's really great news. That's great to hear. And you also found, I mean, you really break it down. You were saying that it looks like California, Washington, and also Canada seem to be some of our bigger visitors to the Oregon Brewers Festival.
Yeah, the proximity has something to do with it. But one of the interesting findings we did this year was determine whether people were coming to Oregon and making retail expenditures, given the high sales tax rates in California and Washington and mm-hmm. the value-added tax in Canada. We found that OBF visitors spend about $2.5 million on retail expenditures, whether it's clothes, things of that nature.
Wow, so they come to a beer festival and do a little shopping at the same time.
You know, you might as well kill two birds with one stone.
That's right. That's right. And so another thing that I thought was interesting in some of the points that I got in the information you guys sent was there were a lot of first time attendees, correct?
Yes. And that shows that there's still a lot of people coming into the craft beer industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people are in the younger age category. About a third of female attendees were between 21 and 29 years old. I think there's been a perception for a while that OBF was a bunch of drunk college kids, mainly boys. But I think what we're seeing is a lot of first-time female attendees this last year. And I think that really holds a lot of promise for the craft beer industry and craft beer festivals.
I would say you're absolutely right. What are you hoping to find out? Well, actually, my next question is real quickly. Compared to, I know you said last year, but how does this year's numbers compare to previous numbers?
It's just a little bit up, about 4% up. One of the things we're real careful to do is get a real accurate number of the people attending the festival as opposed to the number of wristbands given out. And so we found that approximately 70,000 different people came to the festival this year. So I think that's important, and especially the fact that most of these are out-of-town people.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And we'll have more Beer Clock right after this.